I give people the truth that it's all about Jesus and he holds it all together. But I will let them have some freedom to hear some other teachers out there, because I know if they really look at it as an educated person, as a thinking person, they will come back to the fact that there's one God and one Savior. And they're not it. All you have to do is look out your front door and look at the sin, look at the news, the murders, the lying, the cheating, the con games, the flesh, Jerry Springer. All you have to do is look at the news and you can see how evil this place is. It's nothing but wicked, sinful hearts. And if you think you're God, how'd you forget you were God? If you think you're God, how come you live in sin? How come you sinned? How come you're born in sin? If you think you're God, why aren't you manifesting everything you want instantaneously? You know, it's so obvious you're not God. If you're God, why didn't you make your own dirt? Why didn't you make your own rain and your own food? It's a reflection of you, but it's not, you didn't create it. The human and the whole creation groans waiting for its redemption. If you have pain and you're growing and you're going to die, think about it. Why did Jesus show up? He had to become a great high priest. He had to feel your pain. He had to go through what you're going through. He went through everything you're going through. When you leave this place, he already went through that. You're going to have to die. He came down here to go through everything that you're going through. Other people forsake you. He was forsaken. Other people let you down. He was let down. Other people play mind games. They did it to him. He saw through it, though. He was surrounded by narcissists and gaslighters and Jezebel spirits. Jesus was surrounded by all of it. He made a way. He's the path. He is the path. He made a path because he is the path. He showed you how to do it. Everything's in series after Jesus. And no matter what they study, no matter who they go to, if God is calling his elect, you're gonna be drawn in. And you're going to have to make a choice. Everybody has to make a choice. But once you look at all the gurus, and once you look at all the naysayers, and all the philosophers, and all the religions, and the cults, and all that stuff, the cults and isms and religions. And so when you look at all that and you finally look to Jesus, you're going to realize, hey, Jesus alone saves. You can't be your own savior. You can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. God has to pull you up. I don't know if anybody out there can hear me that needs to hear it right now, but one day, maybe somebody will download this and re-upload it somewhere. One day, somebody will hear it. They'll hear something. You have to come to the conclusion that it's not about you, and it's over. It's finished. It was finished before the foundation world. The problem already has a solution. The solution was there before the problem appeared. The solution was there before the problem appeared. So no matter what problem you're facing, the solution was already there. It's just there waiting. All you have to do is reach your hand out and find it. It looks dark. Just reach your hand out. Like when you cut the lights off in your house and it's dark, you can't see where you're going, just reach your hand out. You're going to find a wall. Or a table, or something's, just hold your hand out, you'll touch something. Something's there, to guide you out of the darkness. Just reach your hand out and touch it. Touch the wall, touch the desk, touch the table, touch the chair. And it will sound familiar because it will feel familiar because that's the way it works. If the lights are out and you're bumping into walls, just reach your hand out and touch something that feels familiar and go there. If somebody's telling you some truth that sounds familiar, there's a reason, because God is calling you out of darkness into light. God is calling you out of darkness into light. God is calling you out of darkness into light. It's a dark place. There's many Decepticons out there. There's many fake realities out there. It's really not your reality. It's God's reality. And so you just have to call out to God. He'll show you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. It is what it is, people. Put that object lesson in your mind. If you're in a dark room, just try to find something that's familiar. God's not going to leave you. The reason you're here, God is pulling you out of darkness. He's going to put something out there that's familiar that you can reach out and touch. Start there. Start somewhere. Don't stay in darkness. Start feeling your way out of the darkness. Get motivated. You just keep touching something till you get to the light. Till you find that light switch. You know that light switch is in that room. So just start touching and feeling something that's familiar and just start walking towards the light switch. One day it will click.